Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's the live Saturday edition of the program with you in studio. You've got me, Ian.
And Mark.
All right. So, of course, we'll talk to you about anything coming up tonight. The Pirate Bay is back. Plus, Forbes magazine is claiming there's no evidence that dark web drug sites like the Silk Road are helping to reduce violence. I'd like to dig into that if we get the chance. But, Mark, when you were last on the show, which was Thursday night, because you take Friday nights off, when you were last on, you we had teased the hell out of a story we never got to. And I always feel bad when that happens. So the story is about some elementary school students having their pants searched, as in dropping their pants in front of some sort of teacher?
Yes. It's a strange story.
To look for poop stains?
I guess that's what it is. From Gustine, Texas, reported on by Fox13Now.com, a group of students at an elementary school in Texas were apparently asked to lower their pants for a poop inspection on Monday. School educators told 24 students that they were regularly finding feces on the gym floor. Don't exactly know why that might be, but I believe them.
A prankster.
Perhaps. The students were then separated into groups of boys and girls in order to pull down their pants so administrators could check if they could find anything.
Wow.
Maria Medina, whose 11-year-old daughter was searched, said her daughter's privacy was violated. She told WFAA the teachers involved should be fired.
That's pretty violating. That's about as violating as you can get right before actual sexual molestation.
Gustine Independent School District Superintendent Ken Baugh acknowledged that making kids drop their pants goes too far. However, he said the students were only asked to lower their pants a little.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds like he's covering for somebody to me.
That's an opinion. It's certainly who knows what happened here. It's very difficult to know. But I think that the age of the students is what disturbs me here.
How old? I missed
11. Okay. In the case of this one girl that's quoted.
So that's like the high end of the elementary school, right? Because I think I was around 10 when I graduated elementary school.
Yeah, I think that this would be middle school or junior high where I'm from, but it could be, I suppose, 11's fine. But, if you're talking about a kindergartner, they may need some help or something. Like, bathroom things go wrong in that age group.
Yeah, isn't that why they had bathrooms in the kindergarten classrooms? I don't know if you remember that.
That's why it was at my school.
Yeah.
Wasn't in first grade.
I presume that's because you'd rather not have them walking a far distance to the bathrooms alone, that kind of thing.
That's what I would assume, too. So I would think that in that case, teachers would, it would just depend on the age, and especially with kids maturing younger these days, I blame the hormones of the meat, but that's me. They, 11-year-olds starting to hit puberty. So there we go on. The inspector says, that's not appropriate, and we don't condone that, so you would take disciplinary action. I assume he's referring to himself when he says you.
You.
So I will take
that's
this.
A weird thing.
You is used funny, especially down south.
Okay.
It's just the way it is. Anyway.
This was down south? I'm sorry.
This is in Texas.
Texas, okay.
Baugh said the investigation should be wrapped up this week, and angry parents are planning to speak at the next school board meeting. And there you go.
Well, okay, Mark, you've got a 6-year-old son now. Is he almost 7?
He'll be 7 soon.
Almost 7. He doesn't go to government school, and this was a government school.
Right.
But were he to be going to a government school, how would you feel as a parent?
Well, I don't have an 11-year-old, but today at 7, if there's some kind of mishap, I would appreciate any adult helping that can help. That's how I would feel.
What does that mean? That almost sounds like a political answer. I mean,
no, if there's a mishap, teacher, like a bathroom mishap, right?
This wasn't a bathroom mishap. This was in the gym, right?
I don't know why they're finding feces on the gym floor.
Feces was on the gym floor, so they then had the
what
kids
if somebody's
drop
having
their
an accident?
Pants. Well, Okay, well, I got you there. That's something you'd want to deal with if you knew who was doing it. But it sounds to me like this was they were trying to determine who the culprit was by having, what was it, a dozen students or so?
They separated them into boys and girls, and then...
That doesn't make it okay to have a gym teacher or whoever the hell was doing this scope out your kids' private areas.
Okay.
And were we both interpreting
whose kids are we talking about here? You asked me about to talk about my kid, and I did.
So are you saying you'd be all right with them doing this?
He's 7 years old. He may have a bathroom mishap. It does happen at that age, in that age group. So, yes, I would appreciate somebody helping out. You have to know who to help.
You think this is... Wow, I'm really kind of shocked by your answer here. You're saying you'd be okay with someone who's not you or your family doctor or your mother telling your son to drop his pants on suspicion that he might have been the person who's been pooping in the gym?
Well, I don't...
Because you think he has a bathroom problem? No, this isn't a problem with going to the bathroom in the wrong spot or whatever.
How do you know?
It's happened multiple times.
What if somebody has a problem? Okay, it sounds like a prank to me too, yeah. Ian. It's not like I've never been to school before.
Even if
but I'm telling
problem,
you, I don't know if it's a problem or not.
Even if it is a problem, if the child doesn't vocalize a concern... then it's not appropriate for anyone to just, on suspicion, start mass searching the butt cracks of the students here. I know the superintendent said, what, he only had them drop them a little bit, or this gym teacher?
That was the investigator.
Whoever the hell that was.
His name's Baugh.
The investigator. Whoever was investigating the children's butt cracks in this case.
Ken Baugh, school district superintendent.
Well, Ken was saying he didn't agree with this, right? So it was the investigator or whoever?
Yeah, no, the investigator is Ken Baugh, yeah.
So the superintendent investigated the situation.
That's correct.
So whoever it was that dropped the pants of the kids, I don't believe that when he's saying they didn't drop them all the way, I think he means, like, to the floor. Because you would have to drop them at least far enough to be able to inspect whether or not there was some sort of stain on the underwear or remnant fecal matter on the butt cheeks, right? So we're talking about an serious invasion of privacy, and you're really sitting here saying, well, it'd be fine if my son had a problem with his bowel movements to have someone help with that. This doesn't sound like helping with anything.
This is a group of 11-year-olds or something thereabouts, and I think that's a different situation.
What is different?
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Look, you're a trained broadcaster. Learn how to answer your question proper. Ask your question properly, okay? You asked me what would I do in the case of my son. My son is on the outside of what I would, at 7 years old, is on the outside of what I would find acceptable to be helping a child with those situations.
This isn't helping a child with that situation. I don't understand why you
would. Why would you ask me about my son then? If you don't want me to ask.
I was asking you how you would feel as a parent who just had your son's privacy violated. And your response is, well, if they're helping him with his bowel movements, then that's fine. I mean, this is bizarre to me. This isn't strange to you. This isn't, like, shocking and outrageous.
I think what they're trying to do is to find the perpetrator of the pranks here. That'd be my guess,
is that there are pranks going on,
and they're trying to find the perpetrator, and then hopefully shame that individual, maybe make them clean it up.
Try reviewing some security camera footage.
That's a good idea.
Coming up with something that doesn't involve having elementary school, or I don't care if they're in their middle school or high school, having anybody, even if it was the other teachers. I don't care if it's, you know, I don't care if they called in a dozen teachers and demanded they pull their pants down. It's inappropriate.
I'm with you.
Okay, good.
I just said, like you were saying, listen, this is your problem, man. You do not listen to the things that people say. These are 11-year-olds. I'm talking about 6-year-olds.
You're saying it's okay for someone to drop the pants on a group of 6-year-olds to hunt out the poop stains?
I think that the person who's in charge of one of
I'm
the jobs.
I'm listening to you crystal clear.
One of the jobs of people that are in charge of watching groups of young children is to handle potty functions.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to have to handle that. So, yes, I think that that's fine.
Wow, I'd love to know how you feel about this. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I see kids running around naked together all the time. What's the big deal?
Your kids don't run around naked at the government elementary school.
My kid's never been to a government elementary school.
The original question was, if he did go to this school, how would you feel about it? You seem like you're being very obtuse, like purposefully obtuse on this, and it's very strange to me. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Apparently, Mark's totally fine because his son is young, having someone search through his pants.
It's ridiculous.
That's really disturbing to me. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Do you think this is okay? Are you on Mark's side on this one? Just let some school administrator go through your kid's pants? In front of other people, presumably, even if it wasn't in front of other people. It's weird. Free Talk Live.
I walk my dog every day.
We walk every morning.
And I got the best-looking dog in the neighborhood named Stanley. He's a collie mix.
Teddy is a rescue dog. He's a lab.
We meet the same people every day.
People comment about what a beautiful black coat he has.
And somebody, oh, he's so soft and he's so silky.
There's a difference when I compare Teddy to the other dogs.
And these dogs that have the brittle hair, it's coarse. It doesn't lay nice. It's not shiny. It's dull. I tell him about Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I've told them this is what I use.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
And it really made his coat shiny.
You know, it didn't take very long. They've got their nice, expensive jogging suit on, and their dog has their smooth, beautiful, soft, shiny coat. So now their dog looks just as good as they do.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're here on this live Saturday edition of the program and have a pound of free coffee waiting for you.
Yeah, go get a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's BuzzBox coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. It's delicious coffee, among the best you'll ever drink. And you get a pound for free. You pay for the shipping, you get the coffee. It's a subscription program. You can cancel it at any time. If you want to just get the pound, that's cool. If you continue to get the coffee, however, it takes care of that coffee shopping program. It upgrades your coffee drinking experience. I basically won't buy coffee out anymore because it's not going to be as good as my coffee, so I'll just take that extra few minutes to brew something at home before I run out. It's just better that way. Coffee.freetalklive.com, but what they do that's different than other companies is they give us back some of the proceeds so that we are able to give out microloans through Kiva.org. Kiva.org is a company that gives microloans to people all around the world. And when they pay them back, you can give them out to people again. It's amazing. We've helped many people, and through the help of people just getting their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so, Mark, you have what to me is a very disturbing story, and you don't seem to be as disturbed by this.
I don't know why you said that. I said I'm disturbed by it.
Well, you're apparently disturbed arbitrarily, though. You're disturbed that, first of all, there was a group of 11-year-olds in an elementary school.
We have one student, just to be clear, one student is 11. It was a group of students in a gym class. That makes me think they're all about
probably
11.
Probably the same age. So let's say 10 or 11-year-olds.
Or 12, I don't know.
Being, if you're 12 in elementary school, you've probably been held back for a couple years.
Okay. Depends on what we're talking about. I think that elementary schools differ in different areas, right? Like, they could go up to 7th grade, for all I know.
I've never heard of that, but I suppose. Anyway, what happened was there was some bowel movements that had been found in the gym.
Pieces, yep, on the floor.
Multiple times. And this resulted in some gym teacher or whoever getting the brilliant idea to go ahead and force all the students in the gym class to drop trow. It's okay, though, because they separated them to males and females.
Nope.
I don't think it's okay.
No one's justifying that. That's just reporting on what happened.
Okay. So let me see if I've got you clear here, Mark. You're saying it's fine if you do it to the 10 and 11-year-olds. You're saying it's not fine if you do it to 10 or 11-year-olds, but it's okay if it were 6 or 7-year-olds because you believe that they need help with their poop.
Well, I would have to know more about the situation if we're talking about 6 and 7-year-olds. But what I'm saying is that an authority figure, be it government school teacher, regular school teacher, babysitter, or whomever it is, when confronted with a excrement problem in a group of kids is going to have to solve that excrement problem the way that they solve that excrement problem. I don't know, but it is part of the job, and there should be some kind of training around that. I don't know what the training should be, but if I had to deal with it, like there's what appears to be human poop in the middle of my floor, I've got three kids there, I'd be like, whose is this? And, that way I can help them clean up their pants, get them new shorts on, things like that. If they don't tell me, what am I supposed to do exactly?
Well, you're not supposed to just strip search all of the kids, nor should you strip search any of them. Let's go to Gary listening in Livingston, Montana. Gary, you're on Free Talk Live on this live Saturday show. Go ahead.
Well, I don't think they approach this from an investigatory scientific point of view. What they did is that it was like trying to match up the barrel of a rifle to some gunshot residue, and that's never going to get you a good result.
That's true. I mean, you are talking about elementary schoolers, so, I mean, who knows some of them are at wiping anyway.
Yeah, but what they need to do is approach this from a ballistic standpoint. Now, what they did is they had a slug there, and it's got the riflings, and so all they needed to do was demand samples from all the students in there and then match up the slug to the to the riflings on the lands and grooves, and I'm sure there's a laboratory at Homeland Security for this, and they could get a ballistics match.
I'm with you. Absolutely.
Good call, Gary. Thank you for making it tonight. We certainly appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Pam is in Knoxville, listening online at freetalklive.com. Hello, Pam.
Hey, how are you? Mark's crazy.
Okay.
There's just no way. I've got two sons, and they're grown now, but there's no way. No way. I'd have a fit on those folks.
Well, it's not this situation that bothers me. It's just what Ian has Ian's falsely characterized me.
I don't think so.
Don't you think that an elementary school teacher who's, say, got a kindergarten class needs to be able to handle excrement issues now and then?
Well, of course, but you don't go around and have all of them drop their pants. That's crazy, Mark.
Well, what do you recommend?
Well, you know, I'm not a teacher. I don't know exactly what I do with, you know, it sitting on the floor. But, you know, Ian had mentioned cameras. And if it was a problem that kept on, you know, continuing, there's obviously, you know, other ways you can deal with that.
Well, the weird thing about what Mark's saying here, and he's accusing me of not listening to him, which is ridiculous. The weird thing is he's suggesting that he's concerned that one of the students has some sort of issue going to the bathroom.
No, I'm not concerned with that at all. These are a bunch of 11.
In theory, it were 6 or 7 year olds. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So, you would be concerned that if these were 6 or 7 year olds, that one of them would be having some sort of issue. If one of them was having an issue, going number two, then there would probably be a mess in their pants. And it would be incredibly obvious amongst a group of children which one of them had the poopy pants, because the kids will probably be pointing at that person and going, ew, because it's going to stink really bad. And you're not going to need to do anything more than use your 5 senses to determine who the culprit is in that case without having to strip search anyone. I mean, Pam, what do you think?
I agree, absolutely. I can't see that happening. It's actually, you brought it up, and I can't believe it. And then I can't believe then Mark, you know, says that, you know, it'd be okay for his child to go through something like that.
At what age, Mark, would it not be okay? It seems like you've drawn an arbitrary line somewhere. Where is that arbitrary line? 10 or 11, too old, 6 or 7, that's okay to go ahead and just pull their pants down.
Well, I don't know.
As a teacher.
So here's the thing, is kids tend not to have this hang-up around nakedness that the rest of us do, right? Like, they're all, you know, running around naked in the yard and stuff like that.
Not at school. If you're sending them to nudist camp, then I guess this wouldn't be a problem. But this is a government school.
I can't imagine any 6-year-olds are going to be scarred by that. Maybe I'm just wrong. I don't have any clue, but I don't see how that's going to be the case.
Wow.
Yeah, unless you think nakedness is bad.
I think it's a slippery slope.
Thank you, Pam, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Look, Mark, I'm with you. I got no hang-ups about the idea of nakedness.
But apparently you do.
No. The hang-up is that when I was growing up, and I don't think this was bad advice, I was given the advice of, hey, you shouldn't get naked for anyone except your parents or your doctor, and that's it, you know, when you're a kid or whatever, because the other person might be a molester or somebody that you don't want to get naked in front of. That could be a bad thing. And so it's just generally a good idea to have your kids keep their clothes on around strangers.
Your teachers are not strangers.
It doesn't
hopefully.
Mean that it's okay for them to strip your kids down just because they suspect something.
I'm not saying, look, I don't know what to tell you.
You shouldn't tell me anything else. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Carl. He's on the line in Atlantic City. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call. This is 2015. The school's got plenty of money. Take DNA from them children and then match it up with them, the poop samples.
It certainly would be less invasive, I suppose, to do a mouth swab. Carl, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. What do you think?
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. If you need a Ghost AR-15, get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2-GUNS-80.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Yeah? Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain in that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
We'll be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talking about what I find to be a shocking story out of Texas, where apparently some elementary schoolers were told to drop their pants for a poop inspection. The gym teacher apparently wanted to know who the culprit was, who was it was going number two on the floor of the gym. Apparently it had happened more than once. I'm not sure over what kind of a span of time, however many days or
it's got to be irritating though, huh?
We're talking about, no doubt. I mean, that's got to be frustrating. But at the same time, I don't think that forcing kids to take their pants off or drop their pants even part of the way, which is what the school superintendent said. The superintendent says he disagrees with what happened. He's going to do some sort of disciplinary action, which could be wagging his finger and issuing a memo. I mean, there's not necessarily any guarantee that that disciplinary action is going to be severe in any way, shape, or form. So the superintendent said publicly he doesn't support it, but at the same time, I find this very, very disturbing, and I want to get your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'm also really disturbed, Mark, by what you had said earlier, and apparently I'm not alone in this, in that you said that if it was a group of 6 or 7-year-olds, it was actually a group of 11-year-olds around there, but if it were a younger group, like as young as your son, that you would be okay with it on the belief that the teacher just had the best interest of the children at heart, and you know they just wanted to find out if somebody might have had a poop problem.
Well, I would say this. I think that this is probably a better way to state it. If I don't think the teacher has the best interest of the students at heart, like if I don't truly absolutely believe that because, you know, we leave my son with people now and then, sometimes teachers and sometimes babysitters. And if I don't think those people have the absolute best interest of my son at heart, I'm not leaving him with them.
Well, you wouldn't know necessarily because you don't get to know the teachers at the government school. There's what, one day where they
let
the parents come in?
I've never sent my kid to government school.
I understand
that,
Mark.
And I wouldn't because I don't trust government bureaucrats, okay?
I got you. The original question was if he was going to a government school, how you would feel about
it. I don't really know how I would feel because I, you know,
that's like, a fair
it's
answer.
So far out of the realm of possibility here.
I think most parents would be pretty shocked by this, and I think they would not be okay, even if they did trust this person, even if it was somebody that they knew personally, that they would be okay with them taking their kids' pants off or asking their kids to drop trow in front of them for an intimate inspection like this. This is shocking. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here in a moment. Also want to let you know about ExpressCoin. It's the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, bitcoins, Litecoin, or Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. Plus, they've jumped through the government's hoops. They're a licensed money services business. You don't have to worry about them being shifty. And uncertain about what's going to happen with your money, you get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, wire transfer, or by making a deposit at a local credit union. We've done it with ExpressCoin.com, and we'll do it again. You can go to ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the United States or Canada, ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it now from your smartphone via their app, which you can download at ExpressCoin.com. And don't forget, when you place your order, you can use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency with no fee whatsoever. So remember code FTL, like Free Talk Live, for ExpressCoin.com. As we go to Austin, listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WTL. Go ahead, Austin.
Yeah, where did this incident happen?
Texas. Did you say where or when?
Oh, where?
Yeah, Texas.
Well, Galene, Texas?
Yeah, Galene, Texas.
Okay. Well, years ago, about, I guess, 15 years ago, I worked in a little small factory in Tennessee, and they would bus in these Guatemalans and Nicaraguans, and these are adults. They would often do their business in inappropriate places. And finally, the owner of the factory just called the company and told them to come and get these people. Man, I can't handle it. Here in Charleston, we have a different problem. It's, I don't know, what are those kids doing in a gymnasium unsupervised in the workplace? But
I don't know. I mean, maybe like before gym class, they assemble there or something?
It's certainly possible that you could go into a gym without anyone being there, especially if it was your intention to go and lay one out on the floor.
That's what they do in Charleston at the library.
They poop in the library?
Yes, young black males. I was in.
Well, how do you know they're? Excuse me. How do you know they're black people that are doing it?
Well, I'll just put it this way. I caught them doing just as I said.
Okay, well, I would say just because you caught a black person doesn't mean that young white males wouldn't do the exact same thing, sir.
I've never heard of it. But anyway, things like that do occur, and it's just malicious. I don't know what to say, what the reason for this
is. It certainly is. But how do you feel about the idea of forcing the kids to drop their pants?
Well, I was in fifth grade. I was about 10 years old. And by the way, most kids now in my where I went to school, there was no grade skipping at that time. You were close to 12 years old by the time you got out of sixth grade.
Okay.
But I was forced to drop my pants one time.
For what?
Well, the teacher wanted to know why I couldn't sit in my chair correctly at my desk, and I said, "Well, I got whipped last night." And I had some welts on my butt because I'd gotten a good strapping from Daddy's leather belt. I'm not saying I did not deserve it. I probably did. But, I mean, it was very unobtrusive. I just pulled them down.
So
you know, if you
did she want to see?
Why did she ask you to pull your pants down?
Well, because like as I said, I could not sit in my chair.
So she wanted to verify your story was the idea?
Yeah,
like
she was worried about child abuse.
I see. Well, I'm also worried about child abuse. Thank you, Austin, for the call tonight, and I consider spanking to be abusive. Your thoughts are welcome. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. We've got Robert. He's in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live, Robert.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead, sir.
It used to be, when I was a kid, if there was a problem like this, where you have a kid left alone on the, on the gym floor, they just put the kids in a circle in the middle of the gym, and then the gym teacher would come out and would explain, this is what happened, and we need to find out, who this belongs to. they never asked us to pull our pants down. But what they did do is they just go behind us and just kind of just pull the back of our pants, and if it was nothing there, just go on to the next child.
So they pulled the back of your pants, meaning they would pull it outwards a few inches and
take a peek
down there?
Yeah, I don't see that's inappropriate.
I would say that's inappropriate.
If my child was having a problem with, to not make it to the bathroom, I would certainly be letting the school know that, hey, this is a problem, just to give them kind of a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the reason that they're going in and trying to investigate and find out who's doing this? I mean, what do you think the reason is?
It could be anything, nowadays. It really could be. I don't think that it's appropriate to go and, strip a kid out or pull his pants all the way down to his ankles. No need to.
Right. I mean, we've had stories before. Thank you, Robert, for the call tonight. We've had stories before about kids being searched in ways that I thought were inappropriate, like, the story about the kid that allegedly dropped $5 or whatever under the table, and then some other kid was
20.
20 bucks or whatever. Some other kid was sort of fingered as the culprit of.
Yeah, it turns out he didn't do it. But
what did they do to him? Did they strip him down too? I forget.
Yeah, they did strip him in the bathroom to look for it.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Yeah.
I don't think you were okay with that back then.
No, I'm not okay with that one. But what was the
question you asked him? Sir?
Yeah, the question is what do you think they were going to, why do you think they were stripping the kids to look for him?
Well, ostensibly, they wanted to see if there was some sort of evidence of poopery going
on. What do you think that they were going to do when they found that?
That's a darn good question.
Don't you think this is all about shame?
I don't know. I don't want to read into this. It could have been about somebody being a pervert and, having an excuse to pull down some kids' pants.
I don't think it was about perversion. I think it was about, this is public shaming. And I kind of feel
I'm not okay with that either.
If you're, intentionally, maliciously pooping on the floor.
But you don't know if it was intentional.
Well, we don't. But if it keeps happening over and over again with an 11-year-old.
There's a good chance.
Yeah, I think that we're in the realm of, I think we can err on the side of this is intentional, malicious pranksters. And that maybe they should be ashamed of their behavior.
Okay, fine. But the way you've determined it is inappropriate. You don't pull down kids' pants. 855-450-FREE. More coming up here. Your thoughts welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cap fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. 855-450-FREE is the number. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. The Pirate Bay is back, by the way, and back at their old address. We can talk more about that. Plus, the Silk Road has been accused, and other drug underground drug sites like the Silk Road. Forbes magazine staff members accusing them of not actually reducing violence.
Because there was
no
a science, there was a study done by some, I don't know, sociologist or something like that.
Yeah.
I hesitate to call sociology a science, but we'll call it a soft science.
Okay.
That said that the Silk Road and other online drug marketplaces made the world safer because they sort of detached buyers from sellers geographically when it came to to drugs.
We can talk more
even
about
wholesale
it.
or buyers and sellers.
Yeah, I want to talk more about that when we get the chance. But we're in the midst of your calls and thoughts here regarding a disturbing story out of Texas, where some elementary schoolers, older elementary schoolers, but to me the age doesn't make a difference, unlike Mark, where it apparently does, who had their pants searched in that they were forced to drop their pants in front of a teacher, in front of a gym teacher, I think, who wanted to investigate the source of some poops that had been left on the gym floor on apparently more than one occasion. So I guess he or she had gotten so frustrated with that situation that they decided they were going to invade the privacy in a very, very intimate and invasive manner, and what I consider to be a very shocking story. And want to hear your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Nick, listening in Charleston, South Carolina. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, go ahead, sir.
I think that because it happened at a government school, it's typical of their behavior to condition young people to accept police searches later on in life unquestioningly.
Hmm. Yeah, I think that's a real concern. I mean, we certainly know that the government schools are constantly conditioning students to accept the idea of authority as something that's good, something that's beneficial and necessary. They have the police around frequently in these schools. We've read stories of police actually going in and shutting down schools during these sort of practice raids that they do, where it'll be in the middle of the daytime and the cops will come in with dogs and sniff out kids' backpacks and, you know, pointing guns around. And, wow, it's just so scary. It sounds like a police state... fairly frequently at government schools these days.
I would say that that's certainly circumstances that go on at government schools where they're intending to condition kids. And this may be one of those circumstances, or, you know, it may just sort of be the cycle of this sort of thing. I don't know. Like, to me, I would want... I trusted some of my teachers, right? I trusted a lot of my teachers. So, therefore... That's, you know, I assume they have their students' best interests in at heart, and this isn't one of those situations. I don't know, though.
I would simply hold an essay contest on cleanliness, you know. I mean, I wouldn't even go that direction. I would try to find a creative solution.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there are other options besides inspecting someone's butt crack or for skid marks on their tidy whities or whatever. Nick, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, thank you.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Skype where Aaron's on the line, I think in Philly. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, Ian, Mark. Hey, Ian, I feel like you've been a little hard on Mark.
It's his job.
I had a six-year-old, and... I remember there was one day, even in the cafeteria, where he just dropped his pants to show off his SpongeBob underwear. And it wasn't, there's an age of innocence there where, and I mean, later that year, he also had an incident where he did have an accident in his pants, and the nurse had to have him take off his pants. And
well, okay, and hold on. Before you go on, generally the rule was, when I was growing up, you don't do that except for, you know, for a doctor, and I guess a nurse would qualify for that, or for your parents. But if you're dropping trowel on your own to show off your underwear in the school lunchroom, I would say that's an entirely different circumstance than being ordered by a supposed authority figure to remove one's pants. I find that to be very disturbing, don't you?
Well, in both in the situation with the nurse, he was told to take off his pants because he made a mess in them. Mm-hmm. But I cite the underwear thing because he was at an age where he was so innocent, it didn't mean anything to him to have his pants down.
That's fine. This isn't really about whether it means something to the child, I don't think.
Ian,
it's about what's appropriate and how to behave around other people's children.
You've revealed twice here that your parents had this conversation with you about strangers and taking your pants down.
I think it was my parents. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm not really sure. Yeah. Or your government indoctrination center or whatever it was. That conversation's never been had with Jack.
Mm-hmm.
He's to the best of – he's not going to be in a situation if I can help it, where he has to know that. And
to know not to drop his pants for someone who tells him to?
Or I'm going to do it a little later, right? Like, I don't want him today, while we're learning how to properly deal with people, to, like, kids are scared enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the extra scare, you know what them strangers might do? They might take your pants down and touch your parts, right? Like, and it's obvious it has been a big effect on you, because you've cited it twice here just on this show. I haven't cited it. That conversation really wasn't had with me, or at least it wasn't internalized in the same way.
So basically, you think that if somebody tells Jack, your son, to drop his pants, that's no big deal. Like, you know, that's fine.
What do you mean, just somebody?
Just any old person. I mean, who knows?
Jack, Ian, no one has told Jack that.
Yeah, you know of.
People shouldn't be leaving their kids with people they don't trust. Like, that's the long and the short of it. If you're leaving your kid with people you don't trust, then the crap's on you.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. But unfortunately, lots of parents send their kids to government school. Mark has the ability to have his child homeschooled, which I think is fantastic. But the realistic, you know, the world we live in here includes a lot of people going to government school, which essentially means you are leaving your kids in the control of people throughout the day that you really don't know very, very well. Maybe you've gone to parent-teacher night and you've met them once and they seem nice enough. But so does the perverted old uncle as well that you don't don't know that he's cornering your son in the back room or whatever and, you know, asking him to take his pants off. Should Jack go ahead and drop his pants for some you know, grandfather or uncle or something like that?
I'm sure his grandfather has absolutely changed his diapers and done things with him.
This story to me sounds like someone who got frustrated, like trying to figure out who did this. So this is, if it were his own six kids and one of them was pooping in the house somewhere and he asked them all to do an inspection, like that would be normal. So it sounds like someone who just sort of got too familiar with these kids he deals with every day.
So you would agree this is abnormal behavior, right? This is something that shouldn't be done, whether the child is 11 years old or whether it's 6 years old.
He's acting too familiar with someone else's kids. He's not that close to those people to be trusted in that way. So I agree it's inappropriate due to the relationship. Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron, for the call tonight. Look, I'm all in favor of the idea of free-range kids, Mark. I don't think that you should be scaring your kids to death or anything like that. I like the idea of kids having independence, more independence than, you know, the average helicopter parent would necessarily allow their kids to have. But at the same time, I'm sure the average free-range parent or whatever, someone who would, like, encourage their kids to walk home from school, at the same time, they probably wouldn't want their kids to walk down a spooky alleyway with some strange person and then, you know, take their pants down for a quick inspection. I mean, that's just not okay, right?
I don't know where you're getting all that from the conversation we're having. I mean, I don't know where you're getting it.
What's confusing to you? I mean, you've basically
I would agree with you. The scenarios you set up that most free-range parents would not want their kids to take their pants down in front of people. I don't know what you're talking about, though.
Well, you've been acting like it's no big deal if younger children take their pants down in front of certain adults.
So my son has run around at swimming pools with in the backyards of friends' houses with other kids completely naked.
Okay.
Is that horrifying to you, Ian?
Not at all.
Okay.
Because
it's not horrifying to me
you
either.
You consented to that.
Sometimes I'm there, sometimes I'm not.
Well, if it was something that went on in the past and you were fine with it then presumably you'd be fine with it.
Sometimes my wife's there. Why should I trust her? She could do anything, Ian.
Well, if you don't trust your wife, you shouldn't be married to her.
If you don't trust your kid, your gym teacher, your kids shouldn't be with them.
But I don't... Your gym teacher is never going to be on the same level of trust as your wife.
Absolutely.
And they should also not have access to your kids' private parts. I'm sorry. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. John, you're in Kentucky listening to WKCT. John, go ahead.
Yes, Mark, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Does your kid go out and play in the playground with other kids?
Yep.
Is there other adults there?
Yep.
Do you know these adults for a fact that they're good people? I mean, I have to agree with Ian. You to me, sound like you're avoiding answering the question. Let me ask you this. If your kid is 11 years old...
I don't know what it's like to have 11-year-olds.
You didn't even let him ask the question. Hang on, John. We're going to bring you back and give you a chance to get your thoughts out. Can you hang through the news with us?
Yeah.
All right. More with John here in Kentucky. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When a loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation.
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.